Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about fertility, getting pregnant, and life force energy. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, so what does fertility have to do, what does energy have to do with fertility and women getting pregnant?
Well, obviously that's the topic of our show, but in order to understand how you get pregnant, we have to look first to how we're taught by the medical professionals. And they usually, if you ask a medical professional about, you know, how pregnancy happens, you get, or barriers to pregnancy, you know, if you have a problem with fertility, you get two types of answers and they fall into two categories. One is chemical, like your hormone levels aren't correct, your thyroid levels aren't correct, that sort of thing. The other one is structural, like blocked fallopian tubes, tilted pelvis, all these things that structurally impede conception. But if you keep asking why, like, why are my hormone levels not right? Or why is my sperm count low? Or, you know, why is my thyroid out of balance? You get to a point where they say, well, we don't know why exactly. In other words, they don't understand the root. They'll give you a scientific explanation about how it happens, but they don't understand the root. And science and medicine frames the issue as if you were a machine, where if you fix the chemistry or you fix the structure, then voila, bing, bang, boom, you get pregnant. No, it doesn't work that way. Acting like a machine itself, in and of itself, is kind of contrary to the whole process of conception. And we see this as intuitives. And we know that there are all sorts of ways to get pregnant, to overcome those physical and chemical barriers with energy. And often the problem is not those physical and chemical barriers, it's energetic barriers.
So let's just, in other words, you're talking about a disconnect from life force energy.
Yes.
Okay.
That's very simplistic.
Yes,
you know,
very
it makes it sound black and white, like, oh, if I have life force energy, I'm just going to get pregnant right away. It's not quite that easy, and we're going to talk about that throughout the whole show.
Right. So, let's back up and talk about something else. If you see yourself like a machine, it makes you feel or you that you're not seeing or you're not getting pregnant because of something that you're not doing. In other words, you're not standing on your head correctly or something to that effect because, well, machines really don't stand on their head. But in other words, if you're not acting like the machine that the medical profession states or suggests that you do, then there's something wrong with you.
The obvious thing is that, oh, well, you know, we tried this month and nothing happened. So we must not have had sex during the time I was ovulating.
Or there's something still wrong with me and I'm not, my eggs are not good or My sperm count is low, something to that effect.
Exactly. Correct? Exactly. And ironically, those energies that, from our standpoint, are shaming and stressful. Mm-hmm. And by the way, those energies interfere with conception. They don't help conception. So, you know, when we talk about life force, it's more easily defined. You know, we need to define life force so you guys can understand. And it's not logical, and it works in infinite number of ways. But when you look to define life force, you look to poets, not scientists. You know, scientists are cut and dried, logical.
In other words, there's no life force in a jar or in a sitting on the counter waiting to be accessed. You don't buy it that way.
Scientists like to put things in compartments, make them logical, make them happen over and over and over again in the same way.
Okay.
And life force is much more like a dancer or like a bee that goes from flower to flower one day and then another flower the next. There's no order in the way we typically think of it in terms of science.
What I meant was you can't buy a pound of life force.
Exactly.
And when we understand...
You can't go to the pharmacy and get... go up to the counter, I dare you.
30 pills of life force.
Yes, I want... Yeah. I want 3 milligrams of life force.
And can I have that stat? And I'd really like it IV. But the point I'm getting at here is that life force, everyone, this is really important that everyone understands this. We all have access to life force, but because we've been blocked by negative energies.
And programming,
and
which creates negative energies.
Exactly. We are blocked to life force energy. Now, something just jumped in, and basically I want to make sure that everyone understands we all have blocks that keep us from the life force energy that we actually have access to. And one of the things that the ecosystem approach really, really, really helps with is exactly this. By the way, it doesn't mean that if you do the clearing every day that you're all going to get pregnant, because some of us don't want to be pregnant. Okay, I just want to make that real clear. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves because we're talking about the stories.
Okay.
But, you know, in order to understand what really gets in the way of conception, you have to understand how the ecosystem approach came about. And when I started to use my intuitive ability, I could see that everyone's essence or soul had a dark cloud. This dark cloud was... represented what we call 80%, which in other words, 80% of most people's essence is covered up with this dark cloud. And that this dark cloud is negative energy that interfered with the function of essence. This interference with essence also interferes with the flow of life force energy. And the best way to understand it is that this negative energy on your essence, the way you can think of it is in terms of stories and traumas about you.
Hmm.
You know, I think I like the idea of stories, you know, how maybe as a child we were, we could never get approval from a parent. Well, that's part of our story then. And it becomes a trauma and negative energy that's stored in our essence. Maybe we had something horrific happen to us, the loss of someone close that created a story. And we all have stories that relate to conception, and these stories connected to conception or getting pregnant can interfere.
Well, I just want to say that because our stories are not the same as everybody, the guy sitting next to me or the girl, you know, standing next to me, we need to understand that these negative energies affect each and every one of us differently. We're all unique. We are truly all unique. That's one thing that everybody has correct. We're all unique. Where one size does not fit all.
And that's why in all of our shows, we never talk about one size fits all.
Right.
But the truth is that these, if you understand that these stories create barriers to conception, then you can start to remove those stories with mm-hmm. the ecosystem approach, which is the clearing that we do.
Okay.
So,
well, Jason, just real fast, describe how the ecosystem can adapt in infinite ways to compensate for the imbalances or the negative energies that we carry.
The ecosystem approach is able to, just like life force, if you've ever seen a tree that grows around an obstruction, you know, the natural world has an infinite way to adapt to difficult situations. If you've ever seen a tree growing off a cliff on rock, you know, that's life force being adaptable. And the truth is that we think if things aren't perfect, you know, sperm count, you know, chemistry, structure, blah, 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 like science would have us believe, then nothing can happen. But that's not true. And what's exciting about what we want to say today is that for those of you that are trying to conceive, know that there's a magic element. There's this ecosystem approach element that doesn't lend itself to a black and white answer, and that it can adapt. You can get your ecosystem or the ecosystem of you and your partner to work for the benefit of conception.
I love that. I love that. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Getting pregnant is a lot more than mechanics and chemistry. That life force is the secret sauce for conception and cannot be reduced to formulas or actions. That we all have stories that are in the 80%, and this 80% negative energy covers our essence. Mm. That your body is an ecosystem that has an infinite ability to adjust and compensate.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about getting rid of negative energies and activating life force so you can get pregnant. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, Join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about getting rid of the negative energies and activating life force to create the best conditions for getting pregnant. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, I think it's important to tell my story about getting pregnant because it's the exact opposite of what most people, if they're trying to get pregnant, do or what happens. And I want people to understand how that 80% of negative energy or that cloud that Jason talks about works.
Well, and just so before you give this example,
okay,
this is the flip side of the same coin. You know, she's going to talk about how she didn't want to get pregnant. She got pregnant, but getting pregnant or is trying to not get pregnant are both about energies.
Right.
And that's our point today. So listen to the story.
Okay. I was 16 and I got pregnant, and this was not in my view of what I wanted things, the way I wanted things to be at all. This was very, you know, traumatizing, I will say it that way. And I was 16 when I got pregnant, 17 when I had my daughter. By the way, I would not send back or take back or any of that. I would not change the fact of my daughter whatsoever. I love her with all of my heart. But the part that I want everyone to understand is that due to the negative energies I was living in, meaning my home life, my mother and my stepfather were fighting all the time. They were drinking all the time. And the home life energy was horrible. I did not want to come home at all. I did not realize it. It was done very unconsciously at the time. But I ended up getting pregnant so I could actually leave that horrible energy, so I could leave that house. And things did work out all the way around, I admit. But my point remains is that 80% of negative energy, that cloud that I was living under and, you know, had around myself, it created this pregnancy and made my life very, very, very difficult. I had to step through hurdles and so forth that maybe at another time I'll give other examples of. But the truth is, this negative energy can work either getting pregnant when you don't want to be pregnant or not getting pregnant when you want to get pregnant. And I have to tell you, it's like Jason says, it's just the flip side of the same coin. So, Jason, anything that I need to add to that one?
So, no.
Okay, well then, can you give us some examples of stories of negative energies that interfere with conception?
Some examples, you know, fear of passing on negative traits, fear of passing on negative training. You know, maybe your parents were absent, maybe they were abusive, and you're afraid that you're going to be abusive. Fear of being a bad parent, fear of the expense, fear of the responsibility.
Right. Yeah.
And here's the big thing. You know, we don't distinguish in our programmed world where we see ourselves as machines between thinking and feeling.
Well, and that's a really good point. I don't think people really understand that, Jason.
It's huge. And especially, you know, I apologize for my gender. Men are the worst at this. We feel like, well, okay, I know logically that because my parents were bad doesn't mean that I'm going to be a bad parent. Mm. But you could have that feeling. And the more unconscious you are about your feelings, you know, if you haven't been clearing, you haven't been working on that 80%, what happens is that this unconscious story of the belief that you're going to be a bad parent like your parents interferes with conception.
Well, I'm gonna jump in and say, my story was that I used pregnancy to get out of the house. I ended up getting married and then, you know, leaving the house. That was really bad. And my point being that it was unconscious at how I did it.
It was an unconscious motivation.
It really, really
that
was.
That created the pregnancy.
Exactly.
And there can be unconscious motives that keep you from pregnancy.
That's my point. Thank you, Jason.
You know, the negative energies have much more influence than structure or chemistry. And because science doesn't really acknowledge these quote-unquote energies,
right.
They'll say, oh, it's all about structure and chemistry. In fact, it's the negative energy that we see is the root cause of barriers to pregnancy.
Exactly. You know, Jason, you can't talk yourself out of your emotions. What do you have to do?
You have to clear them.
Yes.
Their emotions are energies and they have to be cleared. And that's the whole basis for the ecosystem approach. Now, again, men are really bad at this. You know, they'll try, how many times, ladies, have your significant other or partner or husband come to you and try to talk you out of feeling bad in the moment? You know, good luck with that.
What's that? Something about being a fool. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, and, you know, I realize, and I'm kind of going off on a tangent here, but I think it's important. You know, there are times that that we may be struggling. Patricia and I have struggled a lot in our life together, especially. And, you know, she needs to hear me to say, well, it's going to be okay. But it's not that she's responding to, quote unquote, logic. And sometimes I often, you know, I fall in that trap all the time. I give her these logical reasons why it's going to be okay.
Which and they course, don't matter in that moment.
What she's responding to, though, is the confidence.
And the compassion.
And the strength that I have that says, I got this, we got this, we're going to make this work.
And we're going to work this out. And how we do that, Jason, is?
Is with clearing.
Exactly.
But the point is that it's not about the logic of the emotions.
Right.
It's about the more energy to counteract the other energy.
Exactly.
And this is the same thing with getting pregnant, is that, you know, it's about energy. It's not about some sort of magic formula that your doctor's going to give you.
Okay. So, Jason, let's talk about the newsletter bonus this week.
Well, this is especially poignant because if you're listening today or you know someone that wants to get pregnant and you want to pass this along to them, if they and you sign up for the newsletter right now, you can go to our new website right now at www.livinglighter.org. And go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and your email address. And it's free. And you'll get clearings from today's show about getting pregnant. Now, even if you are not trying to get pregnant and you don't know anybody that is, these clearings are beneficial because what we do all the time is help you work with those negative energies that we talked about in that 80% of your essence by clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically.
And it also, in that newsletter and throughout the shows, we help you access life force energy.
You know, we have a lot of clients tell us that they get the newsletter, they put it on their iPhone, and they take a clearing break throughout the day. They say, okay, I'm, you know, instead of coffee break, which maybe means that you eat a donut or something bad for you, you can just go out and do some clearing, which could be is completely non-fattening. It can help start clear the 80%, and it will always help you no matter where you start, no matter what the topic.
Okay. Thanks, Jason. Can you explain some of the things people do that make conception difficult?
When you make sex a task or an obligation, if you approach it like a business person with an objective, if you...
By the way, we're having sex at 9:15 a.m.
Well, exactly. Oh, I'm going to be ovulating at 9:15. you know, you hurry home and here we go. You know, it doesn't create the proper energy. And that energy, the objective to be achieved, is stressful, shaming, and not productive.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of people, they take an opposite approach. They say, well, okay, I'll create the proper energy. I'll, you know, maybe there's a negligee involved. Maybe there's soft music. Maybe there's a candle. But here's the truth. You can fake good energy. You can fake having a good mood. And if you're still having, you know, having relations with your partner in a, when you're grumpy, stressed, distracted, blah, 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 you know, it might not be helpful. So the best thing you can do to create the best energy for conception is to clear beforehand. And if you can't clear with your partner, if your partner says, no, I don't want anything to do with that, you know, that stuff, you know, that's not me, you can clear yourself and clear both of you together. And we'll have that in the newsletter. So go sign up right now.
Okay. So clearing negative energies constantly, consistently, and specifically. Constantly, because there is so much. Consistently, because the negative energies bubble up to the surface if you're not consistent. And specifically, because that relates to the stories, and specific clearings can be very and oh so effective.
If you have a story where you're afraid to be pregnant, this is where specific is very helpful, because downward dog isn't going to help you. Doing Tai Chi or whatever is not specific enough for this specific story. And those are great energetic practices, but the ecosystem approach is perfect, and signing up for a newsletter gives you a taste of what that is. So
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The negative energy that's part of the 80% block conception.
Okay.
That removing some of the negative energies and activating life force is the key to conception.
Mm-hmm.
And that our stories are often unconscious, and they are never logical, and they don't respond to logic. And that working with the energies of your ecosystem is the best thing you can do to conceive.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about practical things that you can do to get pregnant. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about practical things you can do to get pregnant. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what are some of the practical things that women can do to get pregnant?
The most important thing you can do is focus on the energy of your life. It doesn't just start in the bedroom. It's not just the energy in the bedroom. If you're angry and
afraid,
disappointed in life, maybe a little depressed, you know, this isn't going to help you get pregnant. So, you know, so having overall emotional health by using the ecosystem approach kind of creates the best environment. Mm-hmm. It's like fertilizer and sunshine and water to get a seed to sprout. It's sort of the same thing. You put a seed in the ground, but if you don't water it, if there's no sun.
Well, and I do want to say sometimes life force waters it and it happens anyway.
Sometimes it does, you know, and but in this case, what we're talking about is that your emotional health, clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically is very important to creating the best environment.
It matters. And if, you know, think about it, and I know we're going to talk about it a little bit more, but think about it. If you remove, you know, we talk about the stories. This is really what I want to say. When we talk about the stories, and you know, the stories, that means we're talking about our past. You know, we cannot change our past. Our past is our past. But what we can do is change the way we feel about them, about our past, and how it affects us today. Meaning, if I feel shame about getting pregnant at 16, which you have to know I did, not to mention I was totally shamed by it, by the outside world. But the bottom line is that one of the first things I did was I cleared, after I learned about the ecosystem approach, I cleared the guilt and shame of getting pregnant at 16. And I have to tell you, the burdens that lifted off of my shoulders was huge, was absolutely huge. And it made me understand, I don't need to be ashamed about this. It was something that happened. And I moved on.
Well, and the most important point about that is that, you know, you were in your mid-40s when we started doing the ecosystem approach.
Please don't tell my age here.
So that pregnancy was a long time ago.
Before that, yes.
But that story was still attached to her.
Exactly.
And that's what we don't get about
and
energy.
And affected me regularly.
Yes. So even though she wasn't clearing to conceive at that point, she was clearing to have a better life.
Right.
And those stories don't just affect conception. They affect everything in your life. Which,
right.
Oh, by the way, if this is the first time you're listening, the ecosystem approach applies to everything. And if you go back and look at some of our previous shows, right, we take on all the specific topics, but we're trained by this programming mentality that says there has to be a problem and then there has to be a specific solution for that specific problem. And we're saying, no, this is about this energy that's connected, this 80% that's connected to your essence affects everything in your life,
right?
Whether it's weight loss, whether it's conception, whether it's health and fitness, whether it's relationships, you know. And so, but let's go back to being, you know, practical things you can
even
do to
money.
Get pregnant. Yes.
Even money. I want to put that out.
Let's say that, you know, you're going to be ovulating, you know, soon. You're taking your temperature and it's coming up. And then all of a sudden you and your spouse get in a fight. Does that mean you shouldn't have sex? Well, you know, that's up to you. That's not up to me. But it's does that mean you won't get pregnant under those circumstances? Not necessarily. You know, we're trying to stay away from one size fits all or giving you rules and saying this is absolutely how it's going to be every single time.
Right.
Because life force doesn't work that way. But it doesn't create the best situation. And, you know, typically in with a couple, there's ups and downs all the way through the week, all the way through the month. Mm-hmm. And those things build up. For example, anger, resentment, bitterness toward the other person, toward your partner.
Right.
They are energies and they build up. So what's the solution? Constant, consistent, and specific clearing so they don't build up. It's like changing the oil of your relationship, or I know it's a male metaphor. Or,
yeah, it sure was.
Cleaning in the corners of your relationship, you know.
Correct. Or sometimes having to step over somebody's underwear. What?
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. Yeah, we've talked about that. How I just, you know, that's one of her things about me is I leave my underwear just where I'm at because I'm thinking about stuff and I just, you know, it doesn't occur to me that it has to go in a specific place. But if I leave my underwear in the same spot long enough, over and over and over again, it builds up negative energy. And the way we get around it, the way we can laugh about it now is because we clear the hurt and the anger and the resentment mm-hmm. and the feelings around it. And so when we do come together, and we're not trying to conceive, but the truth is when we do come together, it's in a much better place.
Exactly, because resentments build up. And, you know, you might not be thinking about, you know, he didn't buy me that diamond ring that I want. But the truth is, when we clear the resentments, we might find that diamond ring is in much different places than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, so, I think she's using that as a metaphor for a hint.
No, but, not at all. So
I'm getting this voice in my head. Warning. Anyways, you know, but. Here's the other thing that I want to talk about.
Okay.
If you or someone you know, maybe they're not trying to get pregnant now, but maybe like most couples, they've been on some sort of contraception and they want to get pregnant sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. The best thing you can do to prepare yourself and prepare your body is to start to uncover these stories and start to clear them.
Right.
You know, If you were to come to us and say, okay, I haven't been clearing at all, but I need to get pregnant right now, it makes it harder because there's a lot of stuff there that's probably built up that we need to work on. Mm-hmm. And the best thing you can do is, you know, a lot of people when they get, you know, in a new relationship, they those things don't build up, so they're not there. But, you know, clearing that stuff is just, it's like, it makes it so nice just for the relationship itself. Mm-hmm. So.
And so with that said, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Using the energy of fun, tenderness, and love is the best way to achieve life force.
Okay.
That making pregnancy a business objective using timing and force is stressful. clearing the energies around your stories that affect pregnancy really help, whether you're trying to do it now or in the future.
Okay.
And start clearing now for a pregnancy later.
Okay. Or just a great life later.
Yes.
Okay. So, Jason, how do we do energy work? You want to tell everybody about that?
So, first I want to ask everyone to set their intentions so that even if you're listening today and you're not trying to get pregnant or Set your intention to help someone who's listening today that is trying to get pregnant.
Exactly.
And that energy will connect. So there, you have to be in no special posture. You don't have to have any sort of mood. All you have to do is use your imagination. When we say "and to eliminate," imagine gathering up those feelings or those situations, those intangibles.
Emotions.
Yes. Gather them up and blow them into a trash can. Mm-hmm. Now, that can be an actual trash can. It can be a trash can in your imagination. Mm-hmm. Just take a gentle breath and exhale it and blow it into the trash can. By the way, we own the trash can. We'll empty it for you. Don't worry about that. And then we go on to the next emotion.
So, and then what we do at the end is we activate life force energy so that, first off, all of us have free access to this. This isn't something that, you know, is only given to a select few. We all have the right to use this energy. And one of the things that's really, really important is that when you know that you have access to it and that you have the right to use it, it makes it so much easier for us all. So we're going to sort of reverse the process. And what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force. We're going to have it come in right through the top of your head, all the way down your torso, all the way down your arms and your legs, and have it go all the way to the tips of your toes. I like to turn it around and have life force energy remove any negative energies that are left over from the clearing session that we're doing. It is so amazing. It feels wonderful. And by the way, it feels really good to get rid of the burdens and the negative energies that we've been stuck in, not only today, but I'm going to say truly yesterday. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you remove some negative energy that can be blocking conception. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Got a bra problem? The Healthy Bra Company comes highly recommended by Dr. Christina Lasich in her book, High Heels to Hormones, A Woman's Guide to Spine Care. Ladies, if you have neck, back, or shoulder pain or postural issues, Maria Monti, postural therapist and owner of The Healthy Bra Company, says they might be related to your bra. Call Maria today at 360-815-3205. That's 360-815-3205.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Welcome to
to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help everyone remove the negative energies that are blocking conception. I'm also going to say we're going to help remove the negative energies that are blocking us, all of us, from life force energy.
And by the way, if you're trying not to get pregnant.
Oh, this is going to help too?
Well, it's people, I don't want people to be afraid that if they do these clearings that they're going to get pregnant right away if they're not trying to. You know, it just, right. it's more to uncover the stories.
Yes. Okay, I love that. So, Jason, let's get started. Let's do some clearing.
I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my stories that could be blocking conception. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my impatience or fear and fear that keep me from getting pregnant right now versus trusting my ecosystem to help. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any negative energy that's attached to me that's saying, I've got to get pregnant this minute. I've got to get pregnant right now. Which can actually sabotage the whole process.
Exactly.
Take a breath.
You know, we didn't really talk about this, but one of the things that I see out there, I've talked to several women about this. They're at the age where it's now or never, that kind of thing. And I just want to say the fear around now or never can keep you from getting pregnant. So, and to eliminate all of that fear that's around now or never about getting pregnant today or even tomorrow. I release and let go that negative energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so that I can start clearing now, even if I'm not trying to get pregnant, even if I may want to get pregnant in the future, I can start uncovering my stories today and working on those today. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from seeing and knowing that getting pregnant is partly my choice. And I have the right to choose whether to get pregnant or not. I remove the negative energies that are keeping me from seeing. I have choices. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the more negative energies that I clear, the more conscious I will be about my choices as opposed to making choices unconsciously. Take a breath.
Good one, Jason. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the stories that get in our way and clear them. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my focus and even loyalty to following medical instructions instead of focusing on the energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any fear of pregnancy that me or my partner has that I'm not admitting to or my partner isn't admitting to. Take a breath. I don't want to add to that. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping my partner and I from being able to communicate openly and honestly without judgment. Starting today, take a breath.
And to eliminate the fear and worry and anxiety I have or we have about having a child. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can use life force as the energy I use for conception. Take a breath.
So, Jason, let's activate some life force.
That sounds great.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for anything and everything, starting right now, today, in this moment. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can infuse life force in my relationship with my partner. Take a breath. Pull that in right through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your torso, tips of your toes. Turn it around and with that breath out, blow out any negative energies that are keeping you from activating life force right now. Breathe out.
And to activate life force energy so I can love, hope, and create the perfect mix of energies for me and my partner to conceive. Take a breath.
Love it. And to activate life force so I can love myself enough to have peace and harmony and clarity, awareness, and objectivity so that I can see what's standing in my way. Remove it and activate life force energy in that negative, to go into that negative spot where whatever I was removing used to be, starting right now, today. Take a breath. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Weight loss.
What? Now, weight loss.
You know, I know that everybody's talking about weight loss,
okay,
and we have a really interesting perspective. Mm-hmm. Most people say, well, it's about lifestyle changes. Most people, you know, get the idea that you shouldn't do a diet, but just change the way you eat so you don't gain as much weight. But no one tells you how to do lifestyle changes. You know, those are hard. You know, what if you love the stuff, you have taste buds, for certain things that aren't good for you? What if you hate the stuff that you're supposed to eat? The truth is that our preferences for in our tastes, the things that we love to eat and hate to eat, are energies.
Mm.
And we have a really, this is a really interesting show because we're going to take a really unique viewpoint of weight loss. And you know, we were talking about stories today in terms of conception. Well, you multiply that times 100, the stories that we carry in that 80% affect our weight more than anything else.
Right.
So you got to tune in for this one.
And by the way, excess weight can actually block someone from getting pregnant. I'd like to say that. So, and weight loss, you know, even if you don't have problems with weight, by the way, I don't know too many people out there that don't have a problem or something that bothers them about it. But the bottom line is that access it, you know, and listen to our show and understand that we're just going to keep on doing clearing until we get it right. So if some part of you gets the importance of removing negative energy in the 80% of who you are, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
If you really want to have a better life, you need to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life. Mm-hmm. The way you do that is listen to our radio show every week and sign up for our newsletter.
Okay. And you know, the other thing is, Jason, when they do that, they get the backstory. When they get the newsletter, they get the backstory of Living Lighter Radio and you and I. So it's really kind of interesting, some of the things that we tell about each other and how the clearing has worked for us, or a situation that we've been in, or even a perspective. So it's really important. And it really, really helps us understand, all of us understand, why the clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically is so important. You know, we do love hearing your comments. And I want you to know, Jason, he gets a little upset when nobody makes any comments or tells him how amazing he is or things like that. So
even suggestions for topics. Of course, you can tell me how great I am at the same time, but just suggestions for topics are always appreciated. Okay. And, you know, if you, you're a Facebook person, you know, please go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. And we'll always give you a preview of the show coming up. So follow us, like us, you know, write some comments on our Facebook page. We love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And
by the way, our email address is Jason and Patricia, that's one word, at livinglighter.org. Okay. So, and don't forget to like us. We really do appreciate that. We will connect next Monday, next week, at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.